Good evening, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Doreen Jankowski. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward on 4/12/23. Mrs. Jankowski performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction at lower lung volumes, period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/11/22, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Tom Daniels. This goes to Tori Asbury. On 4/12/23, Mr. Daniels performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/26/22, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with an insignificant bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Constance Parrish. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 4/12/23, Mrs. Parrish performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/14/22, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on patient Claudia Pedersen. This also goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 4/12/23, Mrs. Pedersen performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/16/22, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Ronald Soileveld, S-O-I-L-E-V-E-L-D. On 4/12/23, Mr. Soileveld performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 12/21/22. There's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Kathy with a K. Sneed. This goes to Heather Goldfuss, PA. On 4/12/23, Mrs. Sneed performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. There was no significant airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1. However, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was greater than 0.8. Period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/11/22, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression. Moderate restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, showing no progression, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Ronnie, R-O-N-I, Robbie, R-A-B-I. This goes to Dr. Vaughn. On 4/12/23, Mrs. Robbie performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/8/22, there's been no significant change, period. The paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression, period. Thank you.